News Talk 1620 WTAW, even on Labor Day Monday, we have an update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. We are recording ahead of the Labor Day weekend. Allison Prince is on hand with a special guest.
Yeah, today I have with me one of our board members and a seasoned over-the-edger, and that is General Ramirez, the Commandant of the Corps of Cadets at Texas A&M University.
Howdy.
Howdy. It's great to be here.
I imagine you have done a little bit of rappelling in your life.
I have. I've had the opportunity to do that quite often. But I got to tell you, I did Over the Edge last year with the United Way and had a great time. It was a lot of fun.
And you're doing it again.
I am. I'm going to do it again this year.
And Allison, from what I understand, anybody can make a pledge to any of the participants?
That is absolutely true. So we have over 60 people registered right now. Some are really close to their goals. Others have blown their goals out of the water. Others are not so close.
Well, but tell me about the one you just told me about that just
The other night, one evening last week, I was sitting in bed. I was texting actually with another board member, and she was telling me, hey, I'm going to talk to some of my friends, see if I can get a few more people registered. And in the middle of all that, this guy registers on Over the Edge. And so the next day I'm like texting her. I'm like, hey, thanks for referring John to us. And she's like, I don't know who you're talking about. And because I thought it was like a contact of a board member, but he had in a matter of from that evening to the next morning, he was at like $500 already raised, and his goal was $2,000. Well, by the end of that day, he was sitting at $1,700. And right now he's somewhere north of $7,000. So for people out there that are thinking, it's too late, I can't raise my money, there's no way, he is living proof that you absolutely can. I also registered the other day, and I'm up to several hundred dollars already. So you absolutely can still make time and make your goal.
Let's remind listeners the date.
The date is this Thursday, September 7th. We'll be rappelling all day long at the Hilton College Station, and it's all to benefit United Way of the Brazos Valley and fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person here.
What do you think about this idea?
It's an awesome idea. When Allison first told me about it last year, when she first thought about it, I thought, what a great idea to get the community involved in, again, supporting the citizens of the Brazos Valley through the United Way. And it's a lot of fun. It's great for people to come out and watch several celebrities throughout the community rappel down. It's not as easy as one might think. It looks easy from the ground, but when you get up there, you realize just how high the Hilton is. But again, it's a great event for a great cause.
What was the reaction last year around the quad, and what's been the reaction so far this year?
Well, a lot of support, quite frankly, and a lot of guys definitely want to see the Commandant come down that wall. You know, and I've rappelled quite a bit in the military, but I truly did enjoy last year, and I'm looking forward again to this year. And again, for me, it's more about supporting the citizens of the Brazos Valley and what this great event does to help the United Way do what they do for the Brazos Valley.
And the other thing to bring up too, because you have done this professionally, you know what has to be done. And for anyone who may have a hesitation just because of the safety and so forth, you've got a year under your belt, literally speaking, and you know how well they prepare you and train you to make this happen if you've never done it before.
That's correct. This is absolutely the safest organization I've seen anywhere when it comes to rappelling. I mean, they've got more safety lines on there. When I first came down, I went, good Lord, you can't go too fast because it'll stop you. I mean, it's amazing all the safety that they've got in place. These folks know what they're doing, and anybody, as Allison mentioned, can do this.
It's a little bit safer than doing it out of a helicopter with rope tied around your waist or something like that from some military experience.
It's quite a bit safer than what I've experienced in the military, no doubt about that.
So for those who have not considered but maybe are now because of what they're hearing, how does one go about making that happen?
All you do is go to overtheedgebrazosvalley.org and click register. That will take you through about one step to do it, and then you get a little fundraising page. You promote that to your friends, and all of the gifts come through that website, so it makes it real easy. And if you want to donate to someone, I say donate to someone you know, donate to someone you don't know. You know, I think what we've seen with Hurricane Harvey is that you don't have to know someone to want to help someone. And it's just about community and about taking care of each other. And so you know someone on the list, and even if you don't, select a random person and just say, I'm a caring citizen who just wants to see your success, and donate to someone for Over the Edge.
And this is done online.
All done online at overtheedgebrazosvalley.org.
And we'll come back and repeat that information in a moment, but I can't let the commandant escape with the start of the fall semester and how things are going with the cadets.
Oh, going very, very well. We just opened the quad. It's newly renovated, 12 dorms, 4 leadership learning centers, the whole interior of the quad's redone. We're excited about that. We brought in 950 freshmen this year. That's the largest freshman class since 1970. And the Corps sits right now at about 2,560 cadets. Again, the largest Corps since 1970. We fill all 12 dorms on the quad, and that's the first time that's happened since 1971. So we're real excited about this year, excited about the growth of the Corps, and more excited about the year ahead.
So when are the new dorms going to go up?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. We're lobbying for more dorms because as we continue to grow the Corps, we figure that over time we'll eventually outgrow the quad. And there are plans in place to address that, one of which is potentially building some more dorms.
What obstacles, if any, because you're at record levels once again?
Well, the biggest thing is obviously dorm space, but we also have to look at uniforms. I had enough uniforms to outfit 2,600 cadets. We're just about there. Staff. As I grow the Corps, I need more staff to be able to deal with the daily issues that come up with that. Scholarships. I'd like to ensure that all of our cadets can receive scholarship money to some degree to help them through school. So there are a lot of logistical challenges out there, but it's a very good problem to have.
Well, and let me balance the challenges with the rewards that come with having that large of a group. What are some of the rewards that you are seeing?
Now, it's been a long time since we've had a Corps this big, and the visibility on campus is noticeable. The fact that we have more cadets now involved across the campus in a variety of organizations. Our grade point average is now at record highs, 3.05 overall grade point average last spring. I currently have 26 cadets that are deployed with the Texas National Guard in various places around the state, helping in the relief operations for Hurricane Harvey. So a lot of benefits to having a large Corps. The university has grown. We needed to grow the Corps, and thankfully we have over the last few years.
And give so many more leadership opportunities, I would think.
Absolutely. It's all about leadership. It's all about developing tomorrow's leaders for our communities, our state, and our nation. And as you grow that Corps, that's just that many more leaders, quality leaders we can put out there into our communities, our state, and our nation.
You made the reference to needing and looking for more scholarship money. How does one go about to doing that if that's got their interest?
Contact our office. I've got a development officer. His name is Matt Jennings, and he can talk about various opportunities to give. We have several different levels of scholarships for our cadets, everything from $1,200 a year to $5,000 a year and everything in between. So contact the Office of the Commandant. We'll be happy to put you in contact with our development folks and tell you how you can help a cadet get through school.
One other thing about the record numbers, what are you hearing from the old ags about hearing about those great numbers out
well,
there?
Well, it's amazing. The feedback has been extremely positive. A lot of old ags were concerned there for a while that the Corps was not growing, and in fact, in some cases, we were dropping in numbers. And there was a lot of concern out there about whether or not we were even going to have a Corps over a period of time. So now, with the momentum we've had over the last few years, the excitement is just unbelievable out there among the former students, and I hear a lot of great positive feedback from the old ags that are glad to see the Corps thriving again at Texas A&M.
Home football games coming up, and the Corps presence, of course, is unmistakable. Anything special coming up there?
Well, we're going to do a couple of on-campus march-ins during the year. We're also going to do one out to West Campus. We've never done that. We've been trying to do that for a while. We finally got the logistics work out with transportation. So we're going to march the Corps out to West Campus, where we know there's a lot of tailgaters, a lot of former students out there. So we're excited about doing that. And then on Veterans Day, our last home game, 11 November, we're going to do a review on Simpson Drill Field in honor of all of our veterans.
Very special.
It is very special. We have a long, proud military tradition, as everybody knows, and honoring our veterans on 11 November is going to be very special.
Allison, one other thing for those who want to see General Ramirez and the others rappel on Thursday, they're certainly invited to come out to the Hilton.
Oh, sure. All day long we'll be out there from 8 to about 5 was when the last rappeller will go. You can hang out in the Baylor Scott and White hospitality tent, so there's a little bit of shade. We also have an area blocked off for viewing a little bit closer to the building. So absolutely, come out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Again, Thursday, morning through the afternoon.
Absolutely, September 7th.
And you still have time, even we're talking, you're hearing this on Labor Day, we're recording in advance, but even on Labor Day,
sure,
there's still an opportunity to be a participant.
Absolutely. We'll be, I mean, if someone came up that day with $1,000, we would put them over the edge. We've got spaces that we can still plug them in. We'll be finalizing the schedule in the last few days here. But yeah, we would love for them to still rappel.
And again, overtheedgebrazosvalley.org.
Exactly.
All right, terrific. Anything else I missed, General?
No, thanks. We appreciate the opportunity, and we look forward to seeing everybody come out for Over the Edge.
Thanks again to General Joe Ramirez, Commandant of the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets, and our United Way of the Brazos Valley update with President Allison Prince on News Talk 1620 WTAW.